God with us, make it all, save us all, Emmanuel, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also
with you. Let us pray. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace, we may walk in your way. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
I smell anything.
Sure you can. Just use your imagination. It's Christmas, and you can see it, hear it, and smell it all around you.
I think it smells all cinnamon and sugary and piney.
And it looks like lights and gifts and nativity sets.
And the sounds, well, that's just about the best part. Lots of laughter, plenty of thank yous fill the air. But it's the songs of Christmas that help us remember why we're celebrating.
Some of the songs of Christmas have been sung for over hundreds of years, and every time we sing them, we fill the air with the good news of the birth of Jesus.
Joy, 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 joy Bethlehem must have been a sight to see on the night Jesus was born. This little town was running over with people because Caesar ordered a census for everyone to go to their hometown to be counted.
If you think the malls are crowded, well, let's just say that the shopping rush is nothing compared to what happens when Caesar orders a census.
You're right. Bethlehem was certainly crowded with travelers, and in all of the crowds and noise, most of the people would miss the greatest miracle, the birth of Jesus, God's Son.
Like so many others, Mary and Joseph also had to travel to Bethlehem to be counted, but they weren't just ordinary travelers. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger.
While the streets of Bethlehem may have been overrun with travelers, not everyone was caught up in the crowds and noise of the census.
There were some poor shepherds out in the fields with their sheep. If there was anyone around who needed to hear the good news, it was these guys.
Good news? Hey, my dad just got some good news. He saved money on his car insurance.
Well, this good news was delivered by God's angel, and it was for everyone everywhere.
The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you are to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger."
Then an angelic choir filled the heavens and sang praises to God.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest.
The shepherds were not the only ones who got a heavenly invitation to worship baby Jesus. Wise men from the east saw a new star in the sky that signaled the birth of a great king. Guided by that star, they began a long journey to find and worship baby Jesus.
Hey, I guess you could say the wise men's camels came equipped with Google Maps.
Well, asking an iPhone for directions may be quicker, but it's definitely not as spectacular as following a real star. The Bible says the star went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. Those wise men were overjoyed. They bowed down to him and worshipped him.
They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Bethlehem when all this was happening, to smell the fresh cut hay in the manger,
to hear the angels' good news on the hillside,
to see the precious gifts the wise men brought,
to feel baby Jesus' hand around my finger.
But the truly amazing thing is that we get to experience Jesus right here, right now. His birth is just as real to us as it was to the shepherds and the wise men.
And like those first Christmas visitors, we've just gone to keep telling everyone about the birth of the Son of God.
Sung the songs of Christmas story. Does Christmas look, smell, and sound the same to you?
I'm definitely adding fresh cut hay to my list of favorite Christmas smells. Ha, 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 ha.
I'd say that Christmas looks, smells, and sounds like love. God gave his son for us as the ultimate gift of love. Everything about Christmas is wrapped up in love.
Christmas is all about love. God's love for us, our love for him, and our love for others. It's all possible because of Jesus.
That's why we celebrate!
That's why we sing!
Thank you, children. That was just tremendous. Paul is putting us in the Christmas spirit, and we'll remember back at this wonderful performance, and all that you said, and your joy and your enthusiasm was excellent.